Okay, next up is Anicia. Now, Anicia, many, many years ago when she was younger, was part of the parade. So tell me about your part in the parade. How long ago was it and what age were you?
That would have been in the 80s. And at the time, my mum used to take me to a community group called the Abbey Cindy's. Building's still there, the group's not no longer. So in attending their sessions every week, I learned about Black history, about the Abyssinians themselves, the history of Black people, not just in Africa, but also in Europe and their presence within Europe and what was established. With that, they played a part in the carnival, and we used to make costumes. So in the 6 weeks holidays, we used to make the costumes. And in the holidays before that, I think roughly in the Easter, we used to do all the planning, designing and having all the ideas together. So in making the costumes, we will learn how to sew. We learn how to cut fabric. We learn how to draw around patterns. We learn how to pin patterns down on paper. So there's quite a lot of things that we'd learn, not just about Black history, but life skills as well.
Because a lot of people probably just see the end result of the parade. You just see all these people, all these beautiful African heritage people beautifully dressed. They don't realise that, you know, the work that's gone. They just think the parade, that's all there is to it. They don't realise all the hard work that's gone into that. So when you, as a young person, as a child, took part in that parade, you knew full well it wasn't just a case of sitting on the parade, waving to everybody, looking beautiful. No. You knew full well what the history was.
Yes. The group that I was with, going back to the Abyssinians, they used to teach the children, like myself, about slavery, how slavery came about. They taught us our history before slavery as well. They taught us about our presence in Europe before slavery as well, to let us know that what they put out there and what they say about us in regards to slavery isn't true. But yes, we were enslaved. Yes, we were taken under terms and conditions that, you know, was rather inhumane. But the key thing that I still remember today of what I was told was it's about the fight that many people had gone through all over the Caribbean islands. Everyone focuses it just on Jamaica, but it wasn't just Jamaica alone that had the uprising, but they carried the greater uprising than all the other islands as well. And it was just a case of reminding us about our ancestors, what they went through, what it took for them to gain their freedom. Those who were fighting, who was not a part of the slavery, that played a role in supporting the abolition of slavery. So it was going back to our heritage and our culture and bringing true meaning and spiritual significance of why we are doing what we are doing at that time of the year. So Carnival was really about our freedom from slavery, which isn't really the key thing now.
Well, that's the biggest concern I've had in all these interviews that I've done, that it's lost. People just go now and it's a case of, oh, we have a nice day out, we can listen to a bit of music, buy some jerk chicken, and I forget what people went through hundreds of years ago, because how the carnival started in the Caribbean in like St. Kitts and Nevis was about a rebellion from the slaves. Yeah. But I think these days, a lot of people, even those with Caribbean heritage, is just about getting an ice cream, meeting your mates, going on the fun fair. And that's a terrible thing that we've lost. But anyway, thank you so much for your time. It's been very educational. Thank you so much.